Good to go, buddy. Good to go.
Yeah.
Ready?
All right. Here we are, me, Stretch, and Big D.
Okay. Hello. How is everybody doing today?
You caught me off guard, Mr. B.
I'm Big D.
I'm Stretch over here, and we're with the Rap Pod, and Mr. B is joining us, and our two guys at two. How you doing, Mr. B? Mr. B.
Doing good, doing good. Just here to support you guys on your journey to fame.
To stardom.
To fame.
Stardom.
Fortune. Yes, sir. And Sirius Radio. Howard Stern, we're coming.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. Two. Hashtag two guys at two.
Yes, sir. Howard, you can reach us on our two guys at two Facebook page, two guys at two Gmail. And also on our personal page, my name is Donald Vargas, and
you can find me, Brian Ariola, but on Facebook it's different. It's Jesus B. Puentes, so find me there.
Why is it Jesus B. Puentes?
So I was trying
to... mama's, baby mama's trying to after.
They're trying to find me.
I just look for your picture.
They can't. I have them all blocked.
That's private.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just bullshit. How you doing, Mr. B? What's going on?
Doing good. Just podcasting. Just enjoying it. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Just giving the listeners some stuff to listen to, right?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, this is awesome. I mean, this is our second one probably in a while. But we're going to get this rolling. We're going to keep doing this on a regular basis.
Yes, sir.
And we'll also be doing it with Mr. B. On his ROTPOD.
Yeah. Rompod. Follow him.
So you can download us, stream us, get us on iTunes. Get us anywhere. We're everywhere. Right, Stretch?
Yes, sir. You can find us on Instagram, too.
Instagram?
Instagram
what?
It. Instagram. Not Facebook it. It's Instagram it.
Instagram it. It's not Instagram. It's Instagram it.
Yes, sir.
Facebook it.
How you doing, Big D?
Everything's going good. Everything's going good. Like last night, I shared music, and I shared it with you today.
Oh, yeah.
That new band, it's called Vimic. It's Jory Jordanson, his third band in 3 years.
I know. We were having a little talk about that, too. We were saying, maybe it's not the band, maybe it's him. So maybe this will be, you know, number three onto number four.
This one has to be his most aggressive one, then Murder Dolls and Scar the Martyr. This song here that I sent you. And listening, this has to be his most aggressive one, even more than Slipknot.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty aggressive on it, man.
Video was pretty cool. I liked it.
Lead singer's scary as all hell, isn't
he? Yeah, it kind of looks like Raiden from freaking Mortal Kombat. But
he's all blonde and white, dude.
Yup.
Like, he hasn't seen the sun day in his life.
Like, for real, I think that's a serious... That's for real.
No vitamin E.
No vitamin,
no vitamin E. E, S, K, I, N, nothing on that skin.
A, B, C, D. That was pretty cool. That's why I say all this rock music that I learned, it comes from Big D. And I enjoy it, to be honest. I like it. I'm into rock.
So. A lot of music out there. I mean, like last night when I saw that one, that was on the same one that I heard that his brother sent him. Was on that Vivo. You know what I mean?
Vivo.
They say, here, they're just promoting it. Here, check this song. Since you like these other brands, check this one out.
And then it keeps going to other ones, too.
Yeah.
After that.
That's why I like it, man, because it keeps showing different ones, man.
And you start learning more.
Yo,
more bands out there.
More new bands out there, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Look, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm getting away, like we were talking about the other day, you know, we're getting away from our old stuff, you know, to our new stuff. But the only one that I probably won't will probably be Disturbed,
because
I like David Draymond a lot. Mm. And I'm going to see him in August.
Oh, shit.
With Ultra Bridge and freaking Breaking Benjamin.
Ultra Bridge, that's the band I was trying to think of. I was talking to Gabriel about a band. I was, you know this band? And I couldn't think about it. No, it's Ultra Bridge. I know they're an old school band too, right?
Yeah, they're the guitarists and bassists from Creed.
Mm.
You know, they started that one. And what's crazy, because in Ultra Bridge, the lead singer, that's his band. And then the guy from Creed, the guitarist, Mark Tremonti.
Yeah.
He has his own band, Tremonti, and he's the lead singer. And the lead singer in Alter Bridge is his backup singer.
Oh, damn.
And the guitar player in Tremonti.
They got it all switched up there.
Yeah, cool. So they can have two bands.
They got each other.
They can tour together, and it's the same band just playing for 4 hours, you know, with two different names.
Shit. I wonder who writes most of the music.
It's a lot of music, man. That Mark Tremonti is a talented guy. He's smart, man. Very smart guy.
Hell yeah. That's a lot of work, too, man. I know that's hard. Remember, your dad had a band, too, on Big D.
Yeah, we were younger. Yeah. Played the Spanish songs.
Yeah.
It was me and my brothers, and my dad was the lead singer.
It's kind of almost, I wouldn't say Selena and Dinos, but. You
know. Yeah, it was kind of a, they called it conjunto at that time.
Conjunto?
Yeah, guitar player, bass player. I was the congas. My brother was the drums. And my dad was the accordion player.
Damn.
And the singer.
That's hard. Accordion, that's freaking, I see those guys jam out with my dad. And he's listening to the Spanish videos.
Oh, fuck yeah,
those guys get down. That's
talented,
pretty hard.
Man. He's talented, yeah.
Was your dad pretty good at playing different songs?
Oh, yeah. I played all kinds of songs with him, man. We played his favorite ones, Los Tigres.
Oh, that's his band.
For all our Mexican viewers out there.
Yeah.
You know who they are.
Yes, you do. Don't deny it.
So we'd freaking, we played a couple of their songs, a couple of their sad ones.
Oh, no.
You'd get the people crying and moving. They're already drunk, dude, dancing.
Like, change the fucking song!
And it was cool because at that time in Hobbs, we lived at the Hobbs at the time, and we're driving to Loverton and Tombcary, and we played in a bar.
Mm.
We'd tour, like this little New Mexico states.
Yeah.
We'd go to Carlsbad, we'd go to Tombcary, we'd go to Loverton. And every time we go to Tombcary, we haul up in the U-Haul.
Oh,
and we put my brothers in the back of the U-Haul and close the door.
That's messed up.
Yeah. And I ride in front with my mom and dad.
It come out like a surprise when you open the door. Here we are. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was neat. So when we set up the instruments and everything during the day. And then we started playing about 8:30.
Start practicing.
Yeah, so the people are already there getting hammered. And so we'd come through the front door. And we'd entrance, when the band entered the front door, the freaking, it was so cool. That the people would just start clapping their hands and shit for us, dude, as we're coming through.
You guys felt all cool, like the Jackson 5 and shit.
Up, I gotta show you the pictures because we have a big old sign behind us that says Los Vaqueros, which means the Cowboys. And that was our name on the back of our stage.
Damn.
And it was neat, dude. It was one of the funnest times I've ever had.
You were the baby of the crew, huh?
Yeah, I played the congas and the maracas.
Damn.
What's the first one?
Congas is the bongos and the maracas.
That's right, he's always drumming out when we're rocking.
if you play that, does that mean you can play like the guitar?
Hmm.
Or not the guitar, the drums?
Guess I'll, yeah. I was a drummer.
Okay.
That's cool. Drummer and a guitarist, that's, I don't know which one I'll go with. They're both badasses.
Because when I played them, we played probably 3 years. And then my brother graduated, which was a drummer. And then he took off to school in Phoenix. He went to school in UTI up there, and so I took over the drummer. And then we had another one of my friends. He played the bongos a little bit, but he really wasn't into it.
He couldn't find the rhythm.
Yeah, he couldn't do it.
He was just off. Your dad's over there yelling at him, "Hey, get your shit right!"
So I took over the drums for probably a year and a half, and then by that time, my other brother graduated, so.
Oh, it started slowly dying.
Yeah, everything started going away.
Oh, man. Well, at least it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. And then when I got to high school, I've always stayed playing the drums. I always had my drums. And then my best friend, Kenny and Bubba, we wanted to start a band in high school. So we did, which we called ourselves Nightlife.
Damn.
And so it was just just a party band, trying to garage band.
Yeah.
Just played and kind of stuff like that, dude.
And you played the drums?
The drums. I was always a drummer.
What did your other guys play?
Kenny was a guitar player. Bubba was a guitar player.
And
we had a couple of bass players. We had one. Dang, I forgot his name. Him, he was our bass player for a short time because he was coming to Santa Fe to visit family. I forgot where he was coming from. And him and his family, when they came back, they ran into a semi and he died. So we had to get another bass player, which is Landon Blackman. And he took over for a little bit.
Yeah. Did you guys have a following?
Well, I don't know if you call it a following.
There was no social media back then, huh?
No, dude. It was just us.
Would you guys, post up, little flyers for
everybody? Well, we had flyers. Well, it was one thing.
Flyers, old school. Yeah.
Our Kenny, his other best friend was the newspaper of the high school.
Oh, fuck.
And so he put us in the newspaper of the school.
Oh, you guys are slick.
And I got to get that paper, that clip that my brother has, because they have a big clip about this big, and it has all of us, our band members on the newspaper, the school newspaper. And it had us rocking, there, because he went to our practice and interviewed us during our practice and stuff, dude.
Holy damn. Yeah, you guys were like the band of the school. That's freaking awesome.
Nightlife. Live. Yeah. Woo!
I probably would have been screaming like a little girl if I saw you guys.
Oh, I know you. did you use Donald or did you use an alias?
Big D. I had a big black trench coat. And then on the back, we put Nightlife, our band's name on it. With the lightning bolt on it.
Oh, that's badass. You still have that jacket?
No. Oh, I don't know what the hell happened. That thing
just disappeared.
Yeah, so many moons.
Check eBay.
And I know, right? Somebody sold it on eBay.
And at that time, you know, there's other bands that were local bands, but they're big for our standards.
Yeah, yeah.
And they used to just play all the Southeast and all that.
Mm.
And so we used to follow them and just go hear them play. But they were pretty damn good, dude.
Yeah. That's pretty hard, man, doing the band.
Yeah, because that one in particular band, they moved to Dallas and they wanted to start to try to make it big, but they just couldn't do it. So the bass player ended up moving back.
Did you guys...
That sucks when it doesn't go as well as you wanted to.
Yeah. When you guys played, did you guys record and put it on like cassette or CDs?
On a cassette. We recorded our jam sessions or practice, but... Oh, it sounded like shit. Yeah. Man, it sounded like shit.
You guys off beat at times? Or?
Yeah, there were times during the practice, dude. We're just... I think Kenny and Bubba were probably arguing more.
Oh, fuck.
And then we just tried to start practice, just couldn't do it. But then, you know, we play in front of people and stuff.
You guys are going.
We're like Rush, dude. You know, on point.
Damn.
Everybody's doing air guitars licking it.
Purple haze behind their head.
You guys play better under pressure, I think.
Yeah, but it didn't last long. Really.
I wonder if anybody recorded it.
I know, right?
I don't know. Could be.
Or if anybody has any pictures out there. Nightlife.
I'm sure they do, man. I know that news. I need to get that newspaper clipping, dude. You'll freaking love the hell out of that.
You go to that school, to your old school, you think they'll have pictures of you guys?
I'm sure. I looked online, you know, because you know how a lot of they posted online.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the artifacts and stuff like that from the newspaper and stuff. And I just never could have come across that particular one.
Oh, damn it.
You probably got to go back to your hometown and go to the library.
The library there, no?
Yeah, they'll probably have it for sure.
Look, yeah, I need to do that, man.
Newspaper archives. Just look through the past.
Yeah.
It was neat, man. It was neat. Because in the front, you had Kenny and Bubba, and they're leaning over, and they had the guitars crossed like this.
Oh, shit.
They're on each side.
Oh, fuck.
And then Joe John, which is the singer. And Joe John is the band that I showed you now, Last Child.
Yeah.
He was our senior lead singer that time.
Oh, fuck.
He's still playing. He still does the touring and stuff. Mm. He's just doing pretty damn good. And I was a drummer, and me and Joe John in the back, and then Bubba and Kenny up front with the guitars crossed like that.
That's awesome.
On the picture, dude.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
Donald is a musician over here, man. He knows all about that.
Yeah, could probably do a movie like Selena.
Donald.
Have you seen that movie, Donald?
It's a true story, bro. He doesn't die, but it's a cool movie.
he's still living today.
Wow.
Check his Facebook.
That's awesome. That would be pretty cool.
Nightlife.
It'd be Donald. The Lost Tracks.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. If they're one of your favorite bands, a singer of yours that you like very much who passed away this week?
Oh, that was a Tejano band in Emilio, Nevada. Yeah. Passed away, massive heart attack, man, all of a sudden.
Now they were playing like some songs of his too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Was that on YouTube Live or what? Was that a live
stream? Yeah, it was a radio station that I follow on Facebook.
Mm. So they were playing his music all
day. Yeah, because the night before he was in the concert, dude. He did a concert, then the very next day.
So he did a concert and then he had a heart attack?
Yeah, the very next day, dude.
Holy shit.
That's why everybody was so surprised that he just all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's sad. That sucks, man.
He went out rocking, huh?
Yeah,
he did. I know, right? That's a good way to go.
Doing what he loved, man.
Yeah, he gave the people one last hurrah before he went out. That's cool, man. Sorry to hear about that, Big D. You know, that was your crew right there.
Well, that's where I grew up with, you know, when my dad was Tejano music. Being in the Southeast Texas, New Mexico, you know, that's all the Spanish music was Tejano.
Hell yeah. That's pretty cool. Oh, yeah. So hopefully his guys keep it going.
His brother will, because him and his brother is the one that played in his band. Same.
Yeah, I remember watching the videos.
Yeah, the big dude.
Those dudes are, man, he's that guy, both of them, he's the dance. Yeah. He has to get down. That was nice.
So hopefully, man, he keeps it going, man, for him.
Yeah. So, see what happens after that. What about you, Mr. B? Any music you've been listening to? Anything new with Mr. B?
Any new music this week? Music? No music at all. Just what Donald and my brother sent me the link for YouTube. Just went onto YouTube and checked out those, and haven't been able to check out anything else. Just other than that, just cruising in the car, and my wife's a DJ. Oh, wow. So she puts on whatever she feels, and some of it's pretty good.
What is nice. your wife like to listen to?
She listens to more like more dance stuff. Mm. But it's not really like dance, which is like a range of genres, like dubstep, like, electronic,
like techno kind of stuff.
Techno, all that stuff, and so lately I think she's been listening to I forgot that guy's name. Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Sean Paul. This is the Jamaican guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean Paul. I like Sean Paul.
He's so pretty. Even though I haven't heard it in a while, and when she put it on, it was actually pretty good.
Some of the songs are kind of relaxing if you just jam out to it, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I can dig that.
So yeah, just jamming out to that. And other than that, I haven't been able to check on anything. I haven't even looked at what's new this week.
Yeah, it's cool. And you, Stretch?
Me? Well, basically, I just listen to new stuff that you show me. like almost every day when we listen to music, something new. And I like it, too. I like to have varieties, not just the same old crap.
Exactly.
I can't listen to rap all day. There's people out there who listen to rap all fucking day. I can't fucking do that. Me, I'm a fan of everything. I like country. I like rap.
Hell yeah,
R&B,
man.
Classical music, freaking all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not a hater. So don't take me as a soft guy for listening to some soft music, okay, fellas?
And yes, we do like Selena Gomez.
Selena, okay?
Demi Lovato, oh my goodness. Demi Lovato.
The girl's hot.
Cool for the summer. If you want to see a nice video,
check that one out. She's basically wearing a thong in that video. So if you guys like booty, check out that video. Now, Nicki Minaj, Demi Lovato.
You kind of lost.
Yeah.
Right on, dude. That's funny.
Yeah. And I was just looking online here in Albuquerque, just like names that some bands that I don't know, like Jeff Noel, Boss Hog Music, Mega. Next to the Tracks, Marty York, The New Relic, Snail Mate, Kevin Herrick, just small bands that are coming here in Albuquerque this starting tomorrow, the 19th.
Oh, nice.
And just throughout the weekend. So I was just looking through that, just scrolling to see if I could find some name bands. Hmm. But like we were talking about, it's just go out and check them out.
Check them out, dude.
You might like them. So, yeah.
I don't know. If you're really into that heavy, heavy thrash metal, because there's a local band, you know, that for Sneakers, Eli, the guy that was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Well, he has
Is that the
band.
One you were jamming out with, and he was singing a different song?
Oh, no, that was with Alex.
Oh, okay.
There was a different band in the bar downtown.
Oh.
He was singing one song, and I was singing another, and I was over there right in front of him, dude, and he had the microphone. Like this.
Yeah, he was singing a different song. Did that guy snap? You're singing a different song? Yeah, that's not it.
He was singing another song and he put it to the microphone to me and I was singing a totally different song.
He's like, he doesn't know what I'm singing. Like, give me the mic. That's funny, man.
Oh, no. This guy, his name of his group is Cambodian Death Squad.
Oh, fuck.
Cambodian Death Squad.
And they're from Las Lunas.
Damn,
that's there, it is hard stuff, man.
When you put Cambodian, yeah, you know it's shit.
Cambodian Death Squad, man.
That sounds like some exorcist stuff. I'm like, oh, a Cambodian demon.
They won't let you enter the concert if you're wearing a cross.
It's got to be upside down.
Ooh, basically like sacrificing the bird.
Yeah, because last week they're just coming up for a sheep.
Like, oh,
a white sheep.
Shit, I want that cross, man. Oh, no.
Yeah, because they just did a little concert in El Paso this past weekend.
Oh, fuck.
And so they're up here. I think they're going to play.
Are your boys wearing black makeup?
The launch pad, dude, but I'm not too sure when.
Hmm.
Oh, they play a lot of garages in Los Angeles, dude. A lot of garage parties.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That they play there.
You get trash at a garage party.
Mm. I'll send you the link to them, man. Check them out.
It's, Los Lunas?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
They're from Los Lunas.
That sounds pretty cool. I was going to say something after that.
And the drummer is Eli. He's my friend. He was the bartender that used to go to Sneakers. And he's the drummer.
Oh,
nice guy.
You know, Friday nights or the weekends, too, when you go downtown, like Anodyne. They play a lot of live bands.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. There's a group that I saw one time, man. Those guys are rocking. Those had a nice beat to it, too.
Wasn't the night that me and you went?
No, this is a different night. Mm-hmm. This is a different night. These guys are... They had a freaking... Like, the people that are there, they're jamming out. They weren't just... these guys are... They're actually jamming out, and they're dancing. I was like, damn, that's pretty cool. These guys got it going.
So yeah.
Pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Mr. B.
Well, since you guys are talking about, we've been talking a little bit, we've been talking lately about some local stuff here in Albuquerque. So maybe like the music you guys listen to or whatever's going on, events, concert, just send them to me and I'll put them on the website. And just like we were talking about earlier, we'll start putting some stuff on the website. And we're not going to go, like Donald said, we're not going to follow a straight line. We're going to go off the tracks, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to start posting some stuff on the website. And when we do, we'll just link it, share it, and just some different stuff for the fans to check out, the listeners. So
see what you guys think.
Yeah. We'll do that. I'll try to do that, Mr. B.
Alrighty, Stretch. Mr. B, thank you for another beautiful, beautiful podcast.
Yes, sir. Big D. I was glad to be here with you. And you too, Mr. B. Let's do this again.
Last words?
Last words, stay warm. It's kind of cold.
We love you guys. Be safe.
Bye, guys.